It's time for another fun fact. And this week, Jeremy, we're headed to the Magic Kingdom.
All right, all right, all right.
And this fact is a
haunted doll watch.
Haunted doll watch. No, actually, I make no claims about a haunted, but doll watch, yes. So, Jeremy, where in Liberty Square can you find a doll, other than a shop, of course? And what is the significance of the doll that you might find?
Doll in Liberty Square.
A doll in Liberty Square.
Well, I'm going to assume that it's in the Haunted Mansion because it seems like a good place for a doll, you know, with the doll creepiness ratios and whatnot. Is it in the Haunted Mansion?
No, it is not in the Haunted Mansion. Now, there could be a doll in the Haunted Mansion, but that's not the one we're talking about right now.
Oh, I'm sure there are a million dolls in the Haunted Mansion.
And notice I did say Liberty Square, so do not say it's a small world.
Is it in Memento Mori?
No, it is not in Memento Mori. You are way too focused on the haunted
The creepiness. Well, I'm sorry.
Dolls are just creepy.
It is hard for me to, yes, think of a doll and not be freaked out. Okay, so let's see. Is it on the Mark Twain?
No, not on the Mark Twain.
Riverboat?
Nope.
Now, okay, so there are animatronic figures in the Hall of Presidents. Are you saying that those are dolls?
No.
Big president dolls?
Like legitimate doll, yes. Those are, I guess.
The George Washington doll.
Yes. That's the one I'm talking. No. Just like legitimate. I am not trying to fool you by the definition of the word doll.
Liberty Square is definitely the part of Magic Kingdom I'm the least familiar with.
You're welcome.
Is it in one of the little places to eat in Liberty Square?
Nope.
Okay, I have one more like vague location guess. I know there's a lot of the way that Main Street has the Main Street windows. I know there's a lot of like non-functional second floor space in Liberty Square. Is it up there?
So there is a lot of non-functional second floor space, but I'm going to go ahead and give this one to you because there's also a lot of non-functional first floor space. And yes, the doll is in a window on the first floor of one of those non-functional, you know, buildings. So the second part of that question, though, Jeremy, is what would the significance be of the doll in the first floor window? And by the way, the significance is not first floor versus second floor. Significance of a doll in the window.
So I assume it is the daughter of someone important who had this doll.
That's great, but no, has nothing to do with it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, don't get me wrong. This could be somebody important. You know, it could be their kid's doll, but that is not the fun fact.
Is this a doll that, is it one of those commemorative coin you see on a late night infomercial? Is it like that? Is it some sort of commemorative America doll?
Yes, for only four easy payments of $49.99. And if you call right now, they will throw in this doll's second set of no.
It's not a commemorative doll. Knock one of those payments off. Give you three easy payments. How can you afford that?
No, they can't do that. But they can throw in an extra set of clothes.
American Girl doll.
That's basically what it is. Yes, it's a doll of a girl in America. American Girl doll. Boom. What were you trying to say?
TM. I don't, man. I feel like you and I could talk for 4 hours about this and I would not get it.
We could, and that might be really interesting to like one people, and neither of those people would be on this call, so I'm not sure who that one people is.
It's my mom. My mom would be like, oh, I loved how long that episode was. It's so fun to hear you on the radio.
It's so fun to hear you be so bad at guessing things, Jeremy. How does Brad know everything? It has nothing to do with the fact that Brad gets to actually just look up the fun facts and just throw them at you. And then Brad gets to seem all smart. So, Jeremy, would you like me to tell you why the doll is in the window?
Yes.
Okay. So, in colonial America, remember we talked a while back about the firefighter's mark on the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how firefighters knew who had been basically paying their firefighter dues and could get a firefighter to come and put out a fire.
Right.
Also, when firefighters come to put out fires, it's good to have information about like what is in the house or maybe who is in the house. So it might be good for a firefighter to know there are kids in the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a way of letting a firefighter know there would be children in the house would be to put a doll in the window.
Interesting.
So doll in the window, kids in the house, which I mean, at my house, you know, Lego on the floor, kids in the house. But
yeah, right.
Doll in the window, I suppose, is another way to
just go. Peek in the window and see all of the toys strewn about the living room.
Yes. Yes. See the disaster that is my home. That means there are kids in my house.
Aha, kids.
Actually, that doll could mean a whole other thing. Warning, trip hazards everywhere.
Right.
But yeah, so doll in the window, kids in the house. So letting firefighters know to be aware of those children.
Well, that is very interesting, and I can say without wonder, like I can tell you that I never would have gotten there. That was a signal of a child in the house.
So I'm glad we didn't spend that 4 hours as much as your mom might have liked it. The rest of our audience, maybe not so much. But if you have a fun, interesting, or obscure fact you'd like to share with us, you can let us know on Twitter. We are at MTM Podcast. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can always find us at our home on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back with another fun fact. And until then, have a magical day.